A fascinating evening on the Pacific coast. A time when the coast attracts many visitors. With the arrival of the mating season, the sea turtles flood to the beach. But this is not just any beach. The beach they come to in order to lay their eggs has to be the beach where they themselves were born. That means they may have to travel up to 1,000 kilometers. They are not deterred by the long and tiring nature of their journey, but arrive at the beach where they themselves hatched no matter what. The way that an animal that left the beach as soon as it was born is able to find it again after 20 to 25 years is a truly miraculous phenomenon. It is also extraordinary how they are able to find their own beach from among so many that look so alike, moving along the places that also look alike in the ocean floor. Eventually, thousands of travelers with no compasses come together on the same beach at exactly the same time and set about finding the most suitable sites for their young. They carefully dig a hole and lay their eggs inside it. They then cover the eggs up with sand. Unlike human beings, turtles have no gender chromosomes. Gender is determined by the temperature of the nest. And this takes place in the middle of the incubation period. Females form in warm nests and only males in cooler ones. The eggs laid on the beach hatch after between 7 and 13 weeks. The young weigh an average of 31 grams and are no bigger than a box of matches. Thousands of baby turtles begin digging away at the sand at the same moment and reach the surface within a matter of a few days. They generally stop digging for a while before emerging onto the surface and wait for night to fall, because there would be a greater risk of being caught by birds of prey were they to emerge in the daylight. It would also be more difficult to move over sand that had been heated up by the sun. As soon as it becomes night, they finish their digging and break through onto the surface. Although it is dark, they quickly head towards the sea. And then leave the beach, to which they will return in 20 to 25 years' time in order to lay their own eggs. It is of course impossible for these newborn babies to know whether it is day or night, while they are still buried beneath the sand, to know about birds of prey and the dangers of being eaten by them, that the sand is heated by the sun and could be harmful to them, and that they must move quickly in the direction of the sea. It is also noteworthy that as soon as they hatch, they need to have the bodily structures with which to embark on a long journey. Despite more than 30 years of research, the way that turtles migrate and navigate is still unclear. Yet whatever system they use to achieve this, it is still obvious that they cannot have developed it themselves. It is Almighty Allah who bestows on all living things the abilities they will need before they even come into the world. And man who teaches them how they need to behave throughout their lives. In the alternation of the night and day, and what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people who guard against evil.